It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seward in for Kate Archer Kent. The first QWERTYfest MKE will be held this weekend in Milwaukee, celebrating the history of the keyboard. We all know that sound the moment we hear it. So why was the QWERTY keyboard layout invented the way it was, and how does it shape the way we communicate? Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. T. Krulos is a freelance writer from Milwaukee. He's a co-organizer of the first QWERTY Fest MKE. T., welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
You bet. Molly Schneider is a senior writer at On Milwaukee, as well as a poet and prose writer and another festival organizer. Welcome back to you as well.
Thank you for having me.
Molly, let's start with you. Since the computer was invented, fewer people use typewriters today. So why hold a festival celebrating typewriters and the QWERTY keyboard?
I came to the conclusion that not a lot of Milwaukeeans even know that the keyboard, that the, first of all, the typewriter was invented here 150 years ago, but that it's also the same keyboard that we still have on our phones and on our computers today. So it's still extremely relevant, first of all. But also it is something that we wanted to celebrate in terms of Milwaukee innovation. Milwaukeeans are so quick to celebrate our history with beer, our history with motorcycles, all these things wonderful. But we also wanted to get on the map that this is the birthplace of the typewriter, something that we can celebrate as a community and that we can celebrate for years to come.
T, at the week-long QWERTY Fest in Milwaukee, people will learn about a man named Christopher Schulz. So who was Christopher Schulz?
Christopher Schulz was an early Renaissance man. He was a newspaper editor. He was an inventor. And he went through several prototypes of trying to build a typewriter and finally came up with the model that's familiar with all of us today. And part of that invention was the QWERTY layout of the keyboard, which is still the keyboard configuration that we use today on all of our computers and phones. And there's a lot of lore about why it was designed that way, but generally it's believed that the keys were spread out so that they wouldn't jam together when you're typing fast. So that was his invention, and he came up with it 150 years ago. And yes, an important part of Milwaukee legacy.
Molly, what is your understanding about why the keyboard was designed the way it was?
I've always thought as well that it had to do with the keys not jamming. And then I think it has to do with, now we don't use a typewriter anymore. We obviously don't have to worry about keys jamming on our phones or on our typewriter or on our computers. I think it is just a matter of tradition. And there have been other keyboards that have been introduced, but I think we're just really used to it. It works for us. And so it's stayed as the primary keyboard that we use today.
T, how did the idea for the QWERTY Fest come about anyway?
So I guess the idea started one day. I was walking down 4th Street here in Milwaukee, and there is a historical marker that notes that Christopher Schulz's workshop, where he created the typewriter, was very close to that location downtown. And I was kind of aware of this history, and I had seen this marker before, but when I walked by it that day, I just kind of stood and thought about it for a minute. And I was like, that's a really cool thing about Milwaukee. I wonder why there is no celebration over that. And that's when the wheel started turning. I put it out on social media. Molly and some other great local writers and artists responded to that. And I think there was a really great energy behind the idea, and it started to fall into place.
It's a pretty cool piece of history. Molly, tell us what events are planned for QWERTY Fest. What can we expect?
We have an entire weekend. It starts Friday night. We are having the opening night party at Dandy on Milwaukee's Near West Side. We're going to have the band 1913 playing. We're going to have something called a clackathon. We'll have a raffle, a typing stations. I know, a clackathon, right? Kind of want to back up there. Right?
Yeah. So, yeah. Wait, what is that?
you know, it's the Anja Not Anja Seeger is a poet and just awesome community member here in Milwaukee. And she is doing, I guess it would be best described as a performance art slash competition between writers slash you got to see it to believe it slash no. it's basically performance art.
There's even a villain in the show. Chat GPT is the villain.
Right. So, but so this is all happening Friday night at our opening night party, which we're really excited to announce that it is sold out. So people in Milwaukee are super stoked about celebrating the typewriter and the keyboard, just as we are and just as we suspected. So, but if you still want to be a part of QWERTYfest, there's so many other options. We have two workshops the next day. Those are at the Bindery in Bayview. One's a typewriter 101 class. That is sold out as well. But there is a creative writing typewriting class. It's still a few spots available. Then we have a lot of events at the Forest Home Cemetery. We have tours going on because that's where Scholes is buried. Plus, there'll be other literary figures and artists and just innovators in Milwaukee that'll be part. We'll be looking at the graves of these contributors. The chapel is on site at the cemetery, and it is going to be open to the public from 1 to 6. And inside all day, we're going to be having free events, and that's going to be vending. There's going to be displays. There's going to be Tom Hanks signed typewriter is going to be there. There's going to be someone DJing on a Victrola. There's going to be presentations that are free. I'm going to be doing one about the complicated history of women and the typewriter. I know I'm saying a lot of words, but there's just so much going on. Then we have an open mic on Saturday night at the press room. Sunday, we have a brunch at it's Bring Your Typewriter, Don't Bring Your Typewriter. It's at Company Brewing. It's an open jam typewriter brunch. We're really looking forward to that. I might not have said those words in the right order, but again, so stoked. And then finally, we are going to have an open house at a wonderful gallery inside the House of Rad. T, you always remember the order of these words better than I do. Anchor.
It's P3, Anchor Press, Paper, and Print.
Okay.
There you go. I wanted to get it right. So that's how we're closing it out. We're going to have free beer from Lakefront Brewery. We're going to just have the whole weekend. And, you know, I have
it
to say.
It sounds great. It sounds great.
We put this together very quickly. So, yes, we put this together in 3 months. So that's my final words.
We have the organizers of the first QWERTYfest in Milwaukee. T. Krulos is a freelance writer from Milwaukee. He's also the author of multiple books. Molly Schneider is a senior writer at On Milwaukee, as well as a poet and prose writer and another festival organizer. You can join in this conversation at 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward. We're talking with two Milwaukee-based writers, Molly Schneider and T. Krulos. They're organizers of the first QWERTYfest, MKE. It celebrates Milwaukee's role in this development of the typewriter. You can join in, too, with your questions and your thoughts on this iconic Wisconsin invention at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Molly, you mentioned that you're going to be giving a talk about how typewriters pave the way for women to enter the workforce. Talk about that a little bit. How have typewriters made a difference?
So typewriters were basically the portal that allowed women to have jobs in offices. Prior to that, offices were 100% almost filled with men. So when the typewriter came out, it was an opportunity on the one hand for women, because men didn't want to be typists, and there's a lot of reasons for that. However, so then suddenly women were hired to come into the office to become typists. It was such a need. Obviously, the typewriter just took, you know, the entire world by storm, you know, the business community, of course, most of all. So women came into the workforce, were able to work in offices, were able to make a little bit more money than they were from other jobs that were traditionally more, quote, acceptable for women, meaning like shop girls or a laundress or however. Right away, as soon as women entered the workforce, entered the offices, they were paid less than men. And this was also so considered the beginning of the gender pay gap.
So a bit of
So it's
a
kind of
double-edged
double-edged.
sword there.
Exactly.
T, there's a growing typewriter subculture around the world. Are you expecting people from out of town to visit the festival? Any famous faces?
Well, we have invited Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is a typewriter enthusiast, so we've typed him a letter, of course. I
Typed,
don't
of
know if he'll
course.
show up. I'm always hopeful that I'll be walking through the room and then I'll see Tom Hanks enjoying a beer.
It
Could happen.
could happen. It could happen. And there's others too. I mean, John Mayer is a big typewriter user, Conan
Yeah.
O'Brien.
Right. I
So,
just discovered Conan O'Brien was too. So,
yeah.
no one famous, I don't think. We do have some people coming from out of town, which is nice to know that the enthusiasm extends beyond Milwaukee. So, yeah,
Well,
we'll have some visitors.
T, I mean, people are still, people like Tom Hanks and the people we talked about, they still love the typewriter. What is it that's so enduring about it?
I think, I mean, and particularly related to this event, when we were promoting this, we had a letter writing session with about 18 local writers and teachers who participated. And we're just writing letters telling people about QWERTYfest. And I think, what I realized that evening is we do so much communication online and by text. It was just nice to like share space with other people and work on something together. And they're fun. Typewriters are fun.
We're talking about the first QWERTYfest MKE, which will be held this weekend starting on National Typewriter Day, which is Friday. With us are the festival's organizers, T. Krulos and Molly Schneider. Molly, there's new smart typewriters technology out there. I keep seeing ads for like FreeWrite and some other smart typewriters. What's your opinion on these new typewriters that allow a person to type but without distraction of the internet?
I think it's great. I think typing on a typewriter, one of the main reasons that those of us who love them is because there isn't any distraction. And it's also a chance to really be inside your head, to think before you type. You know that what you're putting out there isn't as easy deletable. Now, in these other models, newer models, of course, it is. But just the whole experience, I mean, whatever helps with your process, whatever helps you, be alone with your thoughts and create better work, I'm all for it.
T, what are your thoughts on the new smart typewriters? Have you tried any of them?
I haven't tried any of that, but it's interesting. And I do like the combination of old technology and new technology sometimes. So I'll have to try one out.
And T, with the festival going on this weekend, what do you think about the future? Are there plans to grow the festival next year? You can see how things go. What's the plan?
Oh yeah, we're definitely going to be expanding the festival next year. We're really excited. There was a lot of good ideas that we had for this year, but there just wasn't the time or bandwidth to execute them. So we've got a lot of fresh ideas going into next year already.
Yeah, Molly, you said you put this together in just such a short amount of time. That's amazing. But if people are interested in exploring typewriters for the first time, let's say they're just a newbie, what's a good festival event to go to? What do you recommend?
Well, we have a workshop at the Bindery that is happening in 12 o'clock, and that is a creative writing typewriter experience. You don't have to have your own typewriter. It is one of our few events. It's not sold out. It's still an opportunity to come and to be able to try out a typewriter and to be able to learn a little bit about it and learn how to write on a typewriter. We're also at our brunch going to be having some typewriters available too, that if you want to stop in and give it a whirl. The thing is, on our Friday night party, again, which is sold out, We're having typewriter stations with a variety of different typewriters and typing prompts and such. That is a great opportunity for those that have tickets to come and to try out typewriters. We've had some events already where we've been out in the public for gallery nights and what. It's been super fun to see kids and young people who've literally never seen a typewriter or never typed on a typewriter before type on one for the first time. Because as T said, it's really fun, among all other things.
T, what are you most excited about this weekend? What's your favorite event that's being planned?
I mean, I love all of them, of course. I think they're all great. And the tour, I think, is going to be especially interesting. I am actually excited about that because I'm still learning about the history here. But I think my favorite is the Typewriter Brunch Open Jam, because it's a very mellow event and a chance, like I said before, to socialize with other people while you're working on your typewriters. And of course, enjoying a delicious brunch.
Molly, do you think typewriters are here to stay? Do you think that the staying power is going to continue?
Absolutely. I mean, I know it's a niche thing, but as we get further and further in technology, you know, the more that we see the positive aspects of what we already have. And this is with vinyl. We see this with records, you know, versus, you know, streaming music. We see this people loving cameras, you know, as opposed to all digital, old school cameras. So it's just this constant nostalgia meets appreciation for what we had as we move forward.
T, where can people go to find out more information about the festival this weekend?
The best place to go is our website. It's QWERTYfest.com, and you can find a schedule, ticket links, and all the information you need.
Well, I want to thank you both for joining us, and I hope everything goes really well for you this weekend. I wish I could be there myself. T. Krulos is a freelance writer from Milwaukee. He is the author of multiple books. Molly Schneider is a senior writer at On Milwaukee, as well as a poet and prose writer and another festival organizer. They are organizing the first QWERTY Fest in Milwaukee, June 23rd through the 25th. After 8, Kate Archer-Kent is in for a discussion on sewer line repair safety, as well as the challenges related to citizen engagement process with the Participatory Budgeting Project. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.